Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. So I wanted to change things up a little bit. I feel like we are changing so many things in our lives right now and having to adapt. You can take it for as something good or as something bad. But what I do know is how we adapt to things right now is how we are going to, enjoy the rest of the next 30 days. And so in doing this, I decided that I just wanted to go full force with the talents and gifts that God has given me. One which is, being an inspiration for people and just feeding positivity and trying to fill your souls up with some joy and with some peace. And so what better time to do that than now? So for the next 30 days, I am in Los Angeles and, we just got on a 30-day lockdown. Or it's safer to be at home. I've decided that every day I'm going to do my very, very best to connect with friends, my circle, my tribe, some boss babes, and just share some inspiration, some good feels, just conversations and just, give you guys something to look forward to and something to listen to, most importantly, when you have some free time, which I think we'll all have a lot of that. And so I'm starting this off with one of my greatest friends in life. It's so crazy to say that because I just met her a few months ago. But Aisha.
Hey, sis. Thank you for having me. And you know what? Thank you for doing this for people. I think we all need this at this time in our lives.
Yeah.
So this is really special.
Yeah. I feel like I've been feeling kind of lonely. I have a roommate and she's really amazing and we get along great. And even then it's kind of difficult, I found myself in this last week, like a couple times, not many, but a few times where I kind of taking a deep breath, kind of getting a little anxious and I don't say anything, I don't want to get her feeling that way or shift her energy.
Right.
But what has helped me has just been, calling my girlfriends and just talking and hearing podcasts and watching church. Thanks for being on this. I just wanted to get other people to conversate on here and all that stuff. How are you holding up?
I'm good, actually. I feel like, it's a sad moment. I think that it's affecting each one of us differently, especially small business owners and entrepreneurs financially. But I also feel like we're going to reap a really big reward at the end of this this trial, because I really think there's going to be more work and more opportunities than we are even be able to handle after this. So as much as I know people are panicking and they're worrying about, how they're going to pay their bills and get by, I just say, trust God, stay in faith, because I believe when these restrictions are lifted, all hands on deck, we're going to be needed in areas we didn't even know we were needed in. And so I think we just need to utilize this time. I think it's a hard reset for us all. We're constantly moving fast in life. We're always busy. We're always hustling. We're taking care of kids. We do more than what we should do,
right,
on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean? We overextend and overexert our minds and our bodies and our souls every day in life. So I think this is a good time just to chill, just to reflect.
Yeah.
And heal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super important that you bring up the healing and just the overdoing. I've always said, and even just months before this even happened, I've been saying ever since I did that cleanse, the 111-day cleanse, it's mm-hmm. like society and technology has forced us to become almost robots.
Right.
And the reason why I believe, and this is just my opinion, why I believe there's so much, depression and mental issues. And I know a lot of them could be, there's a million reasons for all of these, but, right. I do believe it's because we're trying to live in this robotic world that we're mm-hmm. not supposed to live life like that. Does that make
exactly.
sense?
Exactly. No, it's absolutely.
Like, I feel like
there's a lot of societal pressures. A lot of us try yeah. to keep up with what we see, on social media, and it's not always the reality of how we should be operating.
Right.
And just do it.
And, I feel like the day we were born, God put us here for a reason. There's morals, there's standards, there's things that were instilled in us the day we were born. And as we have evolved, you know, through life, and social media has changed, and, you know, relationships have changed, and the way we view life has changed. It's veered us off course a lot from the things that should matter. Your home, the family, church, you know, things like that. And now this happening is making people like go back to those basics.
Right.
You don't have nothing else but time. You have time to rest. You have time to do that face mask you haven't done and you've been wanting to do. You have time to actually have dinner and cook with the family.
Exactly.
The other day I went with my roommate for a walk. I talked about this on my Instagram, and we were walking through the neighborhood. We've lived here for 2 months, never even walked through the neighborhood. We took a walk through the neighborhood and we were sharing stories and we were laughing so hard. And I remember she picked a flower from, like, you know, in front of a house, and she just turned around and she like was laughing. And I had tears in my eyes. It was like, when's the last time you did that?
Oh no, that's so beautiful.
Like, when? Like, I don't remember the last time I saw a human being, like, literally just the way she just turned around and smiled with that flower. It was just so symbolic.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, because it was just like.
But isn't that also sad?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like, it's kind of sad that we take those things for granted. Yeah. So, like, I was just on Facebook saying this, you know. You know, I've lived in so many different countries across the world. And so for me, my marriage and my family unit was strengthened more when I was isolated. You know, when I was away in Ukraine and we had to live through, you know, snowstorms and things like that and had to be in the house, I feel like that's when I developed a foundation for my family. Mm-hmm. And so we're good over here. We're like, man, we've been waiting for this moment just to play board games or just to be up under each other and chilling and doing nothing. Like, I miss those moments. And I had those moments often when I did not live in the United States. And, you know, I think we're spoiled here. We're definitely spoiled here. I have survival stories for days. And I just feel like we literally just need to appreciate how good we do have it.
Yeah.
And even how well we do have it, sometimes I'll trade living somewhere else for living here just because of the pressures of living in the United States. Yeah. It's a lot. And a lot of other people don't deal with the type of things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, I'm kind of grateful for this time, honestly. I mean, my pockets may be a little hurting in a minute, but
right.
I'm grateful for the things that are priceless.
And I also feel like in this time, you know, I've had friends, you know, call me and reach out for prayer or call me and say, Ari, you know, how is your faith so strong? I've never, you know, and my advice to anybody who's listening to this, it's, you know, it's the perfect time to get to know, you know, yourself more on a spiritual level.
Yes.
It's the perfect time to connect more with that. You know, if you're, whatever your religion is, really, you know, if you're into crystals, it's the perfect time to take time to really, you know, visualize and do meditation, whatever it is. It's like the perfect time to grow that space.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In your life. And for me, I'm still human. So of course I still get a little scared. You know, yesterday I caught myself tearing up a little bit in the bathtub, you know, as I was like meditating. But I think it's just important for us to, you know, taking that time for your self-care. So going back to that, for me, it's picking up my Bible. It's right. Watching church from my living room. It's listening to the gospel music in the morning. You know, we are all responsible for feeding that part of our soul.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. It's just crazy, but
it is. It's crazy times, but we just really have to stay in faith and
absolutely.
And like you said, it's a time to. I mean, it is scary. You know, it is.
Yeah.
The unknown is scary. We don't really know what's to come, and the bottom line is, it's a virus, but this virus is killing people.
Right.
And that's sad. You know, these people matter. Their mothers, daughters, husbands, wives, family, kids, whoever.
Right.
They matter, and that's the scary part of it. So it's important that we all just do our part. you know, listen to the law, listen to the advice of the doctors and the scientists and whatever people are telling us to do, that we just abide by it and do it, you know, give up a little bit of our freedom. Yeah. I think the faster we comply, the faster we could get back to our lives.
Absolutely.
So that's important, but.
Absolutely. And like for me, I'm on day like 12 of social distancing.
You're way ahead of me.
Girl, I just, you know, well, for me, it was more of the, you know, my parents are older and they live in the area with my daughter. And I wanted to get back home, but I took that flight to Atlanta. And then I took a flight to the Bay. And with all this stuff coming out, I'm like, you know what, let me sit my ass at home and take this time to figure out what I can do, you know, in this time and make sure I'm good so that I can get back home to my family.
Right.
I do want to be there. So I'm taking this time to be precautious to make sure that I don't take anything back to my home in the Bay.
That's right.
But what I've learned in the last 7 days is the fact that right now God is applying pressure on everybody. And we're going to see in the next 4 to 6 weeks who's really about their shit and who's not.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to see if people have been making excuses the whole time or if people had legitimate reasons why they couldn't get ahead in life.
Right.
Because the one thing we have right now is time.
It's time. In this time, I mean, if you don't feel the pressure to want to be better, whether that's, you know, in your personal life or in your business, then that's kind of a reflection of just who you are and where you are in your life. Because you have nothing but time to reflect. And the best investment you can make is in yourself. So everybody should be doing self-inventory and self-reflection on who they are, period. Who are you?
Yeah.
When's the last time you really got to sit and ask yourself, what are those questions? Like, who are you? What are things that you enjoy? What makes you happy? If you were to die tomorrow, what would be your biggest regret in life? You know, doing an inventory of those things and then taking the next necessary steps to put those things into manifestation are important.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, like you said, we got time. And you know, if God's not applying pressure on you, or you're listening to this podcast and you maybe you don't relate to that part because you're not feeling the pressure, well, let me tell you something. This is a time for you to apply pressure to yourself.
Right.
If you've been wanting to work out and lose some weight and get in shape, but you haven't been able to because you got to work 9 to 5 and you got to do this and you got to do that, now is the time. Take 30 minutes for yourself. If you've been wanting to get closer to God, now is the time. Before you go to bed, you know, you don't got to be up that early, you know, and to those people that are working, because I know there's a lot of people that are still working, thank you so much for continuing to work. I know we're going through a very difficult and scary time. But I know we can all learn from this. And, you know, if you do the self-inventory, like Aisha just said, then, you know, you will come out at the end of this prosperous, 10 times stronger, and a better you at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Well, all right, sis, thanks so much for joining the first podcast of this quarantine edition.
Thank you for having me, and I miss you. I can't wait till we get to hang out and get outside of these walls.
I know. Let's do wine night tonight on Facebook, on Instagram.
Okay, okay, girl.
All right, sis. I love you. God bless.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a review and share this podcast with anybody you wish to share this. I'm sending you all tons of love and tons of light. Until next time, Ari.